Good morning and welcome, folks. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2007, about 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and I'm very excited to have your ear this evening. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening on the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And let's go back to the phones. Nick in Australia, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Hello to all your callers, all your listeners, sorry. I just wanted to say about that dream that I had with the, the false Christ sort of thing. I think the trouble is that when you become a Christian or when you become sort of someone who wants to move towards a more spiritual or, less sinful life, that you have to really keep studying the Gospels.
Yes.
And especially what other people like in the epistles and such of people's experience with what they did with their Christianity. Because, in a lot of the times when Jesus actually forgives somebody or heals them, says, your faith has made you whole, don't sin anymore. He doesn't say, your faith has made you whole, don't worry about sinning. I mean, go and sin to your heart's content. He doesn't say that at all.
Right.
And I find that a lot of people have this false view, to say that, we're not justified by following the law, but we have to think about sanctification.
Yes.
And I find that because I'm not really sanctified, really, and that I said, my Christianity allows me to do certain things now that I really shouldn't be doing, that I kind of had a twisted image.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
sure.
I think it's really hard to get sanctified, but I think the Bible is a lot like giving a... I don't want to cause offense to any of the obese people in the audience, but, giving the Bible to somebody is like giving an obese person a diet book.
Yeah.
Some people take it as an insult and some people take it as something to work on, and some people just don't know what to do with it,
Yeah. I think that's very apropos, absolutely.
I was just going to say that I really appreciate that there's some kind of forum where we can discuss these things without being ridiculed, because I want to say that, I want to say that I didn't have that dream, but I can't refute that I did. I can't refute that I did, because then I'd be lying.
Right.
And also one other thing kind of prophetic, I suppose, to say was the night before 9/11, before I'd gone to bed, I woke up during the night when my dad woke me up to see it, but I actually just drew a little doodle. Now, I didn't get the doodle, so this is where people will really call me crazy, but it was like two towers. Like, I was just thinking about electricity-wise and such and how, that kind of sterile feeling is just, devoid of life in a way sort of thing. And not that I'm saying that electricity doesn't have a life of its own, but I was just thinking about that in general. So I drew two towers, and I linked them with, lines. To signify kind of electricity. And then I drew a skull in the middle. And this was before, the Twin Towers came down.
Sure.
And then, I went through it, and then I woke up the next morning, and after going back to sleep, after seeing it on telly. And then I was like, hang on, I drew this doodle. So
wow.
That's what I'm saying about how we're all linked into some thread.
Nick, if you can, let me hold you over here, and we'll finish up with that thought. Folks... Time for another break. I apologize. We'll be back with more phone calls, more news, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate. including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And let's get back to our caller, Nick from Sydney. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, g'day.
Thank you very much for hanging on. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no, don't apologize. I should. I've taken up quite a lot of time on your show. I just wanted to say that, you know, I wasn't necessarily sanctified in that life that, you know, in 2001. But I think that there's always a... there's always something, there's like, you know, there's always an angel kind of looking out for us to present these things to us. But basically, I think what our power or what our ability comes from is from God, not in just to say, oh, well, I'm going to do some occultic thing to get power. But, you know, you've got to have the gifts that we're given, the spiritual gifts come from rebellion against the world that's rebelled against God. And I felt that, you know, at that time I was kind of rebelling against, I had this spark of rebellion against what was really going on in the world, and I wasn't liking how kind of the modern age had enslaved people and such, even back in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was really duped about who was really behind, you know, I thought it was the Muslims, and I even admitted to saying, oh, well, the oil was, we should go in there and bomb them all for the oil and such at one point.
Sure.
Which, I mean, I repent about and everything, but it's almost like one of those things where, you know, your worst enemies can become your strongest allies, and I'm giving proof of that. But just on that subject, like, you know, you don't have to necessarily be sanctified to be subject to the gifts of God sort of thing, but you're definitely encouraged to become that. And I just wanted to know your opinion on about how, you know, in the Jesus talks a lot about the kingdom of God, and how that we shouldn't do violence and such. But then in the, I think the Gospel of Luke, he says people should get swords. Are you familiar with that?
No, not offhand. I mean, I'll check that out. But
I think it's only mentioned in Luke.
Is it?
But
okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's hard to know. But I'm thinking maybe it's just because, you know, a lot of people have kids and such.
Sure.
And they don't want to expose their kids to rape and
right.
such. It's like Jesus said, turn the other cheek, not give your other daughter. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Very,
and
very
maybe
well
it's,
said.
Maybe it's reserved for that particular thing, but I just wanted to know your opinion on what you think about Christians and mm-hmm. and defensive violence or that, and maybe I'll just hop off to let
okay.
you
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that. I think that's certainly a very fascinating road to go down. The first thing that I would like to bring up in that regard is Romans 13, which basically is used by governments to ensure obedience to governments. And if you look at it, you'll see it in that fashion. But if you understand the context by which it was written, then you see that there's a new element to it. It was Paul, right, writing this. And in essence, he's saying, you know, you know, if there's a government in power, it's in power by God's will. You know, God has basically facilitated this. He has made this happen to further his agenda for his glory. And I agree with that to a certain extent. But at the same time, look at who's writing this. All right, Paul? I mean, this is a fascinating insight that my good friend Zeph Daniel had provided to me. His website, by the way, is zephnet.com, zephnet.com. And I think, Nick, you'll find a lot of wonderful insights there. But one of the things he had told me, in essence, is this. He said, you know, look at the context. All right, this is Paul. I mean, the guy was in jail pretty much everywhere he went. He was breaking a law of some sort. So, you know, if he's telling you to be obedient, you know, in what context? To what extent? You know, it's not blind obedience. You know, blind obedience, blind faith is still what? Blind. So as far as defense goes, and I think this is an important thing, too, I think that in all things, you have to go where you're led. And I think that the situation warrants the response. And that goes along any lines. There was a time where I had a discussion with one of my callers when I was doing mornings. And the concept was, or the question that was posed was, if under the Emergency Health Powers Act, Model Emergency Health Powers Act here in the U.S., if they decided that a situation was bad enough that they would warrant vaccinations and they would force you, basically forcible vaccinations, they go door to door and sort of force that to happen. And my caller was saying, hey, man, I'll shoot them down. And, you know, the option that is presented in that law basically says you get the vaccination or you go to jail. And a lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm not afraid of jail. I'm tough. I'm hard. I can handle jail, you know, whatever the case may be. But you also lose everything. You lose all your property. Okay, so everything gets confiscated. Presumably, if you're the only one who refuses, then, you know, maybe you're the primary breadwinner. Well, how's your family going to survive after that, after you go to jail and they lose their house and their car and everything they own because you decided you're going to be pigheaded about it? And then you have to look at it this way. If you refuse it, what about, you know, wife, kids, all that stuff? Well, your kids are now going to be raised by the state. You think they're, because you said no and you tried to put up a fight and they either killed you or they put you in jail and confiscated everything you own. What have you done for your family? So, you know, at a certain point, resistance is vital. And at certain times, you got to know, you know, when to fight and when not to fight. You know, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. And sometimes there are some battles that maybe the odds are too stacked against you or the price is too high to pay and you're not willing to do it, whatever. So my take on it was, if they're going to force me to get a vaccine, I'll take the vaccine. Give me the vaccine. People say, oh, they're going to inject you with whatever they're trying to vaccinate you against. And I'm like, I'm not worried about it. I got Colonel Joe and Glenn Parnum and Alistair Jackson and Lee Kroc on my side. I got nothing to fear. So whatever crap they might inject into me, I got it countered within minutes. So I'm not really too worried about that. And some would say, well, what about a microchip? And I would get, you know, comparing it to the Mark of the Beast. And I would say, I don't believe that the Mark of the Beast can be forced upon you. I think it has to be a choice
yeah,
you
I
make.
Agree.
So in essence, I think that's nullified in an argument as well. Now, as far as these other issues, and I think, have you ever listened? Have you listened to the show much, Nick? This show?
Yeah, recently.
Okay,
I've
recently.
Been listening quite
okay.
a lot. Occasionally I miss it.
I got you. Well, I used to be on mornings, and I did several interviews with a guy who you probably would find extremely fascinating. Do you have internet access?
Yeah, that's how I listen
okay.
to the show.
Okay, good, good. We can go to my website, franklyspeakingradio.com, and I believe it's right on the after you enter in on the left side, there's a link. There's a name there named Martin Zender. Now, I've interviewed with him many, many, many times. I've tried to get him on this show. He will not do it. He said that he his lips have been sealed up by God. He has nothing to contribute at this point. Which is really fascinating to me, and I think indicative of sort of where we're at. Now, the other thing that's really fascinating about that is on his website, he has independently recorded all the interviews that we've done here on Republic Broadcasting. So when the archives went down, to my knowledge, that's the only shows that are still out there on the web. So if you go there, martinzender.com, martinzender.com, you'll be able to listen to the archives of the shows that we've done. Now, he has written probably some of the most important books out there on faith and spirituality and Christianity, really, for that matter. Let me see if I can remember the titles. How to Quit Church Without Quitting God, Martin Zender Goes to Hell, Martin Zender's Guide to Intelligent Prayer, Martin Zender's Flawed by Design, and The Really Awful Thing About Free Will. Those are the books that I can think of off the top of my head. But all that's on his website. And we've done extensive interviews. In fact, they should all be archived there, and you might find some really fascinating spiritual insights on his website, and I would encourage you to check that out.
Well, can you tell me that website address again?
Sure, absolutely. www.martinzender.com.
Okay.
martinzender.com.
Yeah, I think the first time I really started paying attention to your show was I was actually playing Board of Warcraft, which I've now... I don't know what the hell I'm doing that for.
Yeah, pass the time. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, there's so much more important things than so much... You know how they say in the Bible,
sure.
Flee from every appearance of evil and do no sorcery and stuff. It's like, well, that's an appearance of evil. But I was just going to say that, you know, you had Ralph Epperson on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought he just blew me away. And his stuff about the Masonic, yeah, how he's saying about the Masonic conspiracy about mm-hmm. against Christianity.
Sure.
And I just realized, man, you know, what's at stake? And that's why I was going to ask, that's why I asked you about the defense.
Mm-hmm.
As a Christian, as being violent in defense or something,
mm-hmm.
because I was just thinking, you know, what's at stake? Is our soul at stake
mm-hmm.
if we take another person's life?
Yeah.
Or should we just disarm ourselves or what? But there's another thing, you know, how you were saying about people
sure.
forcing the microchip and forcing vaccinations, that how they say in the... you know, in those days, that people should not return to their houses and they should not go down from their rooftops, say that they're watching out for these people, that they should just basically jump off and run away, or mm-hmm. to just stand on their rooftop and resist
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, where he's basically saying try to avoid conflict
mm-hmm.
rather than just leave you, don't just sit there. He's mm-hmm. basically saying don't go back to your house if you know that someone's waiting for you,
mm-hmm.
or if you know that, if you've seen that they're coming, kind of don't go down into your house.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a way to get away. Don't seek after violence unless, because
mm-hmm.
you know also in the law that it says premeditated murder and such is not necessarily a crime, but you'll mm-hmm. have to flee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's a sticky situation, brother. That's why I think it's more situation specific. It sounds to me like you have really devoted yourself to seeking God, and I think that's the key to all of it. When you look at it in context, it's about offering up your life for His glory. You know, anything you might do, and I think that when you make that choice and you've done that, I think you know maybe it takes the wax out of the ears a little bit. You get to kind of hear maybe a little bit better, and I do think that when you get put in these situations, I truly, truly think that if you pray for guidance, you'll have it. That God will lead you exactly where you need to go. But again, at the same time, the beauty of this whole thing is that we're talking about physical bodies, physical life. They can take that, but that's all they can take. And that in and of itself, to me, is a great comfort. It means ultimately we've won. Stay with us, folks.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It is Tuesday morning. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Nick in Australia. Nick, welcome back, and thanks for hanging on. Are you there? Okay, I guess he dropped off. Well, let me just say this here for the record. I think that armed resistance is a sensitive issue for a lot of people. And my take on it is that I put it all in God's hands, quite simply because mine are flawed in that regard. I think that each individual person has to make up their own mind. I am very, very cognizant of misleading people. I don't want to. I can tell you what I think. It's only what it is. It's only my thoughts. And my thoughts are that God will lead me in the right direction at the right time when necessary, provided I pray for guidance in insight and in wisdom and discernment, which I do every day. So in that regard, for me, it's got to be the choice that I feel led to pursue. And again, I should probably contextualize this a little bit. I'm 32 years old, and I come from a military family. We've moved around a lot. I was always the new kid and gotten a lot of fights. You know, a lot of people went through puberty and their voice changed and they just sprouted instant body hair. I just got mean. That was how I handled my my emotions at the time. I just scrapped, and I lived in some rough cities, and I went to some rough schools. Now, when you have a middle school that has bars on the window and bouncers in the hallway, it's a rough school. And I've done that. So, you know, in that regard, I was always a big scrapper. I took martial arts, and I played ice hockey, all conducive to whooping down some people. So in that regard, it's always been in my nature to be a fighter. As I grew older, I realized that, you know, you have to be smart about it, which means that there are times to walk away from a fight. Perfect example. A little insight here to me. I went to college in Michigan on the border of Canada. And I remember we went over one night. I don't know, it was like a Thursday or something. And we went to the bar because drinking age in Canada was less than it is here. And we had, you know, designated driver and all that jazz. Anyway, a couple of rowdy, drunk, giant Canadians decided that they wanted to mix it up with me and my friend. And, you know, anyway, he was ready to go and I basically said, nope, we're going to walk away from this one. He was very upset. He felt that his honor had been slighted. He felt that he had been, you know, talked down, pulled away by me, and that it made me cowardly. And, of course, when we got in the car, I explained my rationale. I said, listen, this is Canada. We are not Canadians. You want to get in a fight in Canada on a Thursday night. Court in this particular town is on Wednesday. I said, do you want to sit in a Canadian jail for 6 days? What's that going to do to your attendance record in class? What's that going to do for your final exams that you miss? And so on and so forth. So as a result of that, he realized that, oh, okay, well, I guess it's not. Doesn't make you a pansy if you walk away from a fight periodically. Absolutely not. There are times to fight and there are times not to fight. And knowing the difference, I think, is knowing the wisdom of the choice. You know, how is it going to go? Think it through. Which way are we talking about here? Because again, you know, hey, I'm Irish, you know, I like to throw down. It's it's been something that that has always just come natural to me, and I've always tended to be pretty good at it. But what I'm getting at here is that, you know, the importance is knowing when's it worthwhile and when is it absolutely pointless. And I think that when it comes down to defending yourself and your family, what you have and what you value, it's a decision you have to make for yourself. But I do think the one thing I can say as far as insight goes, I do think that it's situation specific. Okay? Some battles are worth fighting. Some are absolutely not. Some battles are a lost cause from the start, and sometimes that's okay to fight those too. But ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it's already been done. It's already finished. We won. Read the book. Okay, so yeah, you know, human beings can take your life, your physical life. They don't own your soul. You know, there are things that you have control of that they do not, and I imagine that cheeses them off a lot. So ultimately, you have to decide in and of yourself, you know, where is the best place for you to go. But I do think the important thing is now and always to be seeking out the truth, and I think Nick really struck a chord with people, and certainly with me, when he mentioned that, you know, nobody's really got it all figured out. Nobody's living Christ's life here on earth. You know, you could find people who tell you they will. Everybody's a sinner. We're all sinners. And I admit that myself. You know, I've said this before. I'm just a talk show host. I'm not qualified in any capacity to tell you anything. I can highlight issues. You should do your own homework. Now, the first time I said, you know, I'm imperfect, people flipped out. They're like, wow, I can't believe you said that. Why? I'm not trying to deceive anybody. There's nothing special about me. You know, I'm a 32-year-old college dropout. I got tattoos and piercings. I got crazy hair. I try to shower every day, but sometimes I don't always get to that either. But the point is, folks, is I'd make a poor version of a messiah, and I've never claimed to be, nor will I ever. I don't got it all figured out. I'm a work in progress, as we all should be, honestly. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wristies comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Thank God, right? Welcome back, folks. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. We can take calls for the rest of the hour if you'd like. 800-313-9443. And let's dive back into the phones. Eric in Oklahoma, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm sitting about 45 miles away from you, and I've been wanting to talk to you for a while.
Here I am.
Hey, man. Hey, you were talking about how prophecy, how governments might use prophecy to deceive. Mm-hmm. Well, after 9/11, the White House brought in Jack Van Impe to give a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes, that's correct.
I thought that was very, very interesting.
It is interesting, and I've sort of, you know, I like to, like I said, figure out the pathways and the roads that these things could inevitably go down. And it was Condoleezza Rice who sort of facilitated that thing. They'd asked for a timeline of events. And the way I looked at it is this. Really can go three different ways. A, The president is the president, and he can call in favors. Kind of like, let's say you were the president and you wanted an autograph of, like, Bono or something. You'd probably get it pretty easy rather than just Eric from Oklahoma, right? So, you know, he's just maybe using his influence to explore something he's curious about. So throw A to the side as a possibility, but a minute one. And then you've got B and C, the other two options. And that would be that the president is curious about end-time events because he wants to avoid them, or he's curious about end-time events because he wants to facilitate them. Now, a lot of people might say, well, he's not going to try to have the end of the world. Why not? There are a lot of Christians out there who pray for the end of the world. They pray for Jesus to come back because they hate this world, because they're not big fans of the way it's going or the way it could go. And they think, hey, when it's all over, we win, so let's just speed up to the end. Just fast forward to the end of the film, if you would. So, you know, I think it's distinctly possible, the same way that they contextualize Ahmadinejad as some crazed sort of apocalyptic leader. I think Bush fits the same paradigm, unfortunately.
Well, I think they also want to manipulate the brethren as well.
Sure.
And use the right phraseology to, you know, the evangelical movement is really the Bush power base. And if you can just misdirect them enough to make them think that you are in God's will, that you're going to get more juice out of your deception, you know.
Sure. Excellent point. Absolutely.
And I guess that's all I had to say. I just wanted to bring that up. And
well, I appreciate it, man, very much. I think it's an excellent point, and I do think it's something that unfortunately is not brought up often enough, because you're right, the potential for deception is amazing. It's incredibly intense, and it is something that we have to stay on our toes about, my man. And it sounds to me like you are, and you're obviously very, very aware of an issue that took place in, gosh, when was that? Was that 2002?
That was 2002. You know what?
Long time ago.
That's about the time that I also started praying for wisdom and praying for God to open my eyes and let me understand the scriptures and see them without my own preconceptions or delusions. Mm-hmm. And God answered my prayers. I've pretty much been over the last year sitting back in amazement at just how much that things have opened up and I can see pretty dadgum well. And you know, we are just so much in the time of prophecy. This is kind of interesting. You know, you can take this for what you want, but I had every 3-4 times a year, I seem to have prophetic dreams and they've seemed to, I think we're hitting an interesting time. I think right now, Right now, we're about to enter something that's we're not going to be able to turn back from. We're going over the edge right now.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
And it has everything to do with Iran. You know, in the angel that's released from the Euphrates is we're there. And you know, I'm not sure what that's nuclear or what, but it is when that is released, it's a spirit that, you know. And speaking of which, Daniel, Michael, when he was coming to Daniel to actually give him visions, he was withheld by the Prince of Persia. Think of the powers and the principalities in that area where we are.
Yeah.
And you know, so we're being in Iraq and provoking Iran right now is talk about. See, if they had Van Impey there and they got the whole spill laid out, well, they know that they're dealing with fire, and you know, they're not smart enough apparently to understand that they can't provoke God. You know,
that's an excellent point as well, and I think you're absolutely right on. Yeah, well, you think about that, and actually Patrick Heron, our guest this evening, brings that up in the book about Gabriel being withheld by this Prince of Persia, and he says that, you know, if somebody could do that, then odds are they're not a man like we are a man. They are, again, one of these evil spirits, and you're right. There's a whole slew of things that tie into all this. You look at Babylon itself, all right? I mean, that's Iraq, you know, and these are all things that have to be factored in. It does seem, given the Jack Van Impey angle, that we are actively trying to facilitate this whole thing. And like I said, either because Bush is a devout, albeit misled, Christian who wishes for the end of the world, or because he is seeking to deceive people by facilitating these things so that way, you know, ultimately in his grand design or whoever's, you know, pulling the strings that make him dance and the puppet he is,
yes.
That they, in effect, will be running the show, that they really believe that prophecy is not talk about God per se, but them, but their God. And that in and of itself could be moderately frightening, but it just goes to show you how well God works in all these things. And I also have dreams, which I think is also, you know, when you read that in Revelation about, you know, was it old men will have dreams and young men will, no,
these
old
visions.
Men will have visions, young men will dream dreams. Yeah. So, you know, I think there's something to that. And one of the things that I had a dream that led me to was, I think it's Jeremiah 33:3. You might want to check that out. I think you'll find it captivating.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, and one more thing.
Yes.
You know, speaking of God, and well, you know, Satan also has his wisdom and intelligence. And sure. And I look at politics like this. Think if you were if you were under the control of an intelligence that went back thousands and thousands of
sure.
years, and you were laying down pieces like layers of an onion to bring it to a cataclysm, and you hated humanity enough to want to destroy it, how would you precipitate that using humanity as your pawn? Mm-hmm. And if you look at it like that, you look at politics like that, you see that we're very much on the all these pieces are and layers are. I guess like a tapestry, the final pieces of the weave are coming into place.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's well, hey, brother, man, it's good to talk to you, and I consider
Thanks.
You a brother, man. I'm amazed that you're 32. I thought you were at least 40, man. You're a smart guy.
Well, I
hey,
appreciate
brother,
that, Eric.
Hey, man, do you happen to know Joe Alexander?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
yes,
I used to be a Fayettevillian, and had a lot of wonderful times there. I had I was a hippie there.
It's a great place to be a hippie.
Hey man, it was back then. I'm a hillbilly now. My hair started falling out, and I had to do something else.
Got to give up the hippie lifestyle. Got to start washing, and you know all that stuff.
I always paid.
I know. I like to give the hippies some crap for their patchouli. I just never understood that, but.
But with the Grateful Dead, it was a time.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, good night, and you have a good evening.
Eric, thank you so much for the call and the kind words, brother. I appreciate it. It's always
Thanks,
a pleasure.
Bro.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah, you know, this is my seventh year in Northwest Arkansas, my seventh year in radio in Northwest Arkansas, which is kind of baffling to me, honestly, in a number of different ways. But, you know, it's always amazing when I hear from people who maybe used to hear me on the FM morning show, or maybe they'd hear me, you know, on this AM station that I'm on now, or whatever the case may be. You know, it's a small world, and when you reflect back upon it, and I urge everybody to do this, you know, I always say, take some time for yourself. Not to do, do things, you know, go and participate in your hobbies, or, you know, Nick had mentioned about playing a video game. Nothing wrong with video games. I don't think video games facilitate demonic possession or anything like that. I know there are people out there, oh, Harry Potter's the devil. Really? The devil? Harry Potter? Little storybook kid? That's not too scary of a devil, is it? Now, you know, and people say, well, it leads to things. Yeah, well, people say marijuana is a gateway drug, too. But really, when you think about what that means, is it leads to something? Well, everything leads to something, right? Oh, he's walking now. Birth was a gateway to that walking. So, what? Huh? I just don't understand. Anyway, I'm not. It's like when we had J.T. Miller out on the program, we discussed all the different, you know, sort of Luciferian signatures in movies and in television and in literature and in music. I still listen to music. I don't mind music because, you know, music's not going to facilitate my possession. I think that I've sufficiently donned the armor of God, and I feel protected in that regard. But anyway, again, as usual, I digress from my point. What I'm saying here is that take some time to yourself to understand sort of where you're at and maybe where you need to be. Just, you know, think some deep thoughts. Do something, you know. Sit by yourself and maybe sit outside and just think about stuff. Just take some time and iron out maybe where you're at and where you need to be. Yeah, take that time to maybe refocus yourself a little bit and to sort of discern maybe where you should be pointed. You will be led. You just have to listen, perhaps. And it's not... I really wish it was. God, you know, a lot of people say, oh, God told me this, God told me that. I wish he'd tell me some stuff. I don't hear a voice. You know, if God told me, tie your shoe, I'd be like, okay, tie my shoe. Just like he said. But at the same time, I'm suspicious, too. I'd be sort of like a doubting Thomas sort of mindset. I'd be like, prove that God wants me to tie my shoe. You know, stuff like that. And again, I mean, it's just like anything else. You know, God leads me, but he doesn't make it obvious. You know what I mean? And I think God gives us all just enough so that way, you know, some faith has to come into it a little bit. That he gives us just enough. He gives us everything we need, but no more than that. So some people, maybe they need God. Maybe they need God to come down and spell it out for them. And I pray for that. I wish that he would just tell me, you know, directly, hey, Frank, I want you to go do this. I'd happily do it rather than agonizing. Am I doing it right? But maybe it's the agonizing that's the good thing, because it keeps me focused. It keeps me thinking, is this the right way for me to go? I don't know. Excellent movie out there, folks. I know it's not The Weeknd or anything, but if you get a chance, there's a fantastic movie. Came out in 1997. Odds are you probably have never seen it. It's called Commandments, with an S. Commandments. And it has Aidan Quinn in it. And for those sensitive souls out there, it probably has a lot of stuff in there that you don't want to see. I think there's some sexual situations. There's probably some nudity, maybe some violence, certainly some vulgar language and the like. However, that's kind of how the world is. So when you're sort of talking about a guy trying to find faith in the world, inevitably those things will come into it. Anyway, the point of the whole film is this. And I don't think I'm going to spoil anything for you by setting it up. And this is the best of my recollection because I just saw it recently. Guy goes, takes his wife, very much in love. They go to the beach, lays down on the beach. He sees his wife. He watches her. She runs down to the water. They're laughing and whatnot. And he's like, I'm just going to take a little nap. Wife's out there swimming in the ocean. He takes a nap. He wakes up. It's nighttime. He's like, what's going on? You know, she didn't wake me up and this and this and this. And he looks around. She's nowhere to be found. Anyway, it turns out she drowned. So the guy's mad. He's mad at God. Goes home. He starts cursing God, basically. His house collapses on him. So God just crumbles his house right on top of him. Anyway, his dog gets crippled, and he has no home and no wife. And the guy basically vows that he's going to break every one of the commandments until God gives him an answer. It's a pretty cool concept, right? You got to wonder. You say, well, how would God deal with a situation like that? Is God the sort of loving, merciful God that's described by Jesus? Or is God sort of the Old Testament God that's, you know, all too happy to smite and smote left and right, smiting and smoting? Anyway, you have to see it for yourself to get the answers. But again, the gist of that movie that I took away from it might be different than what you take away from it, which is good. You should have your own opinion. But I took away from it this, that God does give us what we need, nothing more. Let's go to Peter in Florida. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I like your show. It's very diverse.
Oh, thanks.
And the topics that you cover, it's very good. I've been listening for a while now. Listen, sort of in line with what you guys have been talking about tonight, I recently came across something on the Internet that I kind of want some guidance on it. So you seem to be more, you know, informed than me, and I want to know if there's any credence. I'm sure it's something you already heard of. I found these little video clips, you know, that they have on, like, YouTube and Google and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And it basically presented the story of Jesus and how there's so many similarities between Jesus and the sun worshippers. Now, I know this is blasphemous for a lot of people, but I'm just curious. I'm not subscribing to this belief. I just wanted to know what you know, people think about this. You know, like, there's so many similarities, at least if what these little videos say is true. You know, like, for instance, the sun dies on the... Not dies, but the sun... You know, it reaches its lowest point at the equinox, the end of the equinox, the 22nd, and then it stays there 3 days, and then it starts to rise on the 25th. And then there are other similarities, like, you know, that the 12 disciples, and then there are 12 signs of the zodiac. And basically, what the idea was putting forward was that the story of Jesus is really an allegory of, you know, of astrology, and was taken literally, and it doesn't end at Christianity. It goes on, you know, like most all of the major religions are really manifestations of observations of the stars, you know. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I will say for the record, I have not seen these videos, and so I'm only basing my answer on what you've told me thus far. So take that for what you will. And I should also contextualize this, that I am by no means a Bible scholar. As I say repeatedly on this program, I am not qualified, I am not certified, I'm not in any way, shape, or form legitimately should anybody put any stock in what I say, because most of what I say is simply my opinion. And if you hang on with me, Peter, I will give you my opinion when we come back from this short break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back to wrap up the show in 3 minutes.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks, to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Frankly Speaking Radio is what we call it. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and we just got a few minutes left. A really fantastic question there from Peter in Florida about sun worshipers and the story of Jesus being an allegory. I disagree with that. And again, just my opinion here, folks. You can take it for what it's worth. And Peter, I would urge you to go and read the book from our guest this evening, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse. Gosh, I don't even know what chapter this is. There's a chapter in the book that talks all about the stars and about constellations, the significance of the stars, and basically that they are, in essence, they provide answers, they provide information. Now, you have to look at it in terms of where we've been, and here what he basically says is that there is the true astronomy, and then there's a bastardized astronomy, which would be like the, you know, I guess you could say like the horoscopes and things like that. And what our guest, Patty Heron, is saying is that if you look at the whole concept of it, that there were constellations and there were stars, and what those things were is almost prophetic in nature, but not necessarily about, you know, are you going to stub your toe today? Is today the day you find love? Is today the day that you, you know, win the lottery, whatever the case may be? But he has a passage in here.
Stuff.
Yes. Psalm 19. Okay, that's chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, is an intriguing look at the stars, and here's what it says. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. And it goes on to describe the prophecy in Genesis 3:15, in which he's talking about the when God said to Lucifer, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And then he goes on to talk about that in conjunction with the constellations, where you've got Leo, which would basically be Jesus, okay? And then you've got Virgo, which would be the mother of Jesus, Mary. And then Scorpio, which would be reminiscent of Lucifer, in essence. And then you could see, if you look at the constellations in the sky, you can see that exactly as it's laid out, where it almost looks like the lion is attacking the scorpion. Anyway, it's really fascinating. So you might get a better handle on your question, certainly a more qualified and interesting response from this book that we covered tonight than anything you could get from me.
Right. Also, talking about that book, the Dr. Patrick guy mm-hmm. wrote the book.
Yes.
I was wondering what's his position on David Icke, because a lot of the there are a lot of similarities in both of them. Does he think that David is a complete kook, or do you know?
I don't know, honestly, and I would not feel justified to answer that on his behalf. I don't know offhand. Yeah, I don't know, honestly, the answer to that. But I will say
similarities when he was talking.
There's some similarities. There's actually quite a bit different insofar as to say that I don't believe that David Icke believes that that there is a God or that Jesus was real. I think he believes in the allegory. I don't know, from my conversations with Dave and the times I've interviewed him and the books I've read of his, it seems to me that he doesn't really believe. Whereas Patrick Heron seems to be sort of motivated by that belief. So
yeah.
Take it for what it's worth, my friend. But I hope you you do get to read the book, and I think you'll find some answers. I'll try to find those videos, and maybe I can comment a little bit more knowledgeably about it in the future. Folks, have yourselves a spectacular day. We'll see you in 20 hours for more Frankly Speaking Radio.